This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado Congresswoman Diana DeGette has reintroduced legislation that would cut the amount of methane that oil and gas producers can release into the atmosphere. The bill would require the EPA and the Bureau of Land Management to cut oil and gas methane emissions 90% by 2030. It would also require companies drilling on public land to capture nearly all methane instead of venting it or burning it off, a practice known as flaring. A nonprofit backed by insurance companies and hospitals has launched a TV ad campaign opposing a public health insurance option plan being developed by Democrats in the state legislature. The Colorado Sun reports the Partnership for America's Healthcare Future is airing ads in Denver, Colorado Springs, and Grand Junction. Registration for the annual Pikes Peak Marathon and Ascent is sold out. KRCC's Andrea Chalfin has more.
The full marathon takes racers up Pikes Peak and then back down. The Ascent is just up, and registration for both filled up shortly after it opened. A wait list is now in place. This year's marathon is also part of a new five-race trail running series that could qualify runners for a three-day stage race in Portugal. Other events in the series include a 50K race in California's Sierra Nevadas and a 50K in Quebec. Last year's Pikes Peak Ascent was canceled as a result of the ongoing coronavirus pandemic. A modified marathon still took place. This year's events are scheduled for August. Andrea Chalfin, KRCC News.
I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.